And as we heard from Juan, the Republicans and Democrats are already in a fierce fight for votes. Supporters on both sides are trying to register all sorts of people who don't normally go to the polls, and that includes homeless people. NPR's Janet Babin went to a soup kitchen in Ohio to take a look at registration efforts there.
Every election year, Brian Davis with the Northeast Ohio Coalition for the Homeless works the streets to get homeless people registered to vote. But this year, because Ohio's a battleground state, he says he's getting lots of outside help.
This is much different than 4 years ago. We did it all locally, and there were groups that helped, but we certainly didn't have near as much attention from union, religious, and national organizations.
Davis and his volunteers have already started their voter drive. Twice a week, the basement of St. Pat's Church in Cleveland turns into a cafeteria for the downtrodden. Gear bags are stuffed under feet, coats and hats tend to stay on. Several hundred takers chatter on as volunteers hand out the meals. Ruth Bivens carries voter registration cards through the aisles. When there's interest, she whips out a pen from her pack of black ink ballpoints, then offers instructions to ensure the card is valid.
When you sign your name, make sure that none of your name touches the black part of the box.
Bivens is signing up 47-year-old Bobby Meadows, who's been looking for a place to register.
The employment rate is so bad, you know, I'm working through temp agencies, you know, just trying to make it.
Bobby Meadows is voting against President Bush in November. Donald Whitehead, with the National Coalition for the Homeless, insists his group's voter registration efforts are nonpartisan. Still, he believes the homeless vote can make a difference this year, and the coalition's voter registration campaign is targeting specific cities.
Places that there are high numbers of homeless people and places where the election can be decided by a few votes.
But political groups on both the right and the left have shown only marginal interest in the homeless vote. In Ohio, the progressive group America Coming Together recently had some canvassers register people at a homeless shelter, but a spokeswoman says it's not a national initiative. On the conservative side, Stephen Moore with the Club for Growth says the homeless aren't likely advocates of its free market, lower tax policies, and are too small of a population to go after.
I mean, this is not a substantial demographic group in a lot of the borderline states.
But homeless advocate Don Whitehead disagrees with Moore's characterization. There are an estimated 3.5 million homeless people, a relatively small group. But Whitehead says statistics demonstrate that the voting records of people with incomes under $5,000 are stronger than the general population.
53% of those people were registered and 34% voted in 2000. So people, I think, once they're registered, do get out to vote, actually more than the general public did in the last election.
While Moore suspects that most homeless people would not favor conservative policies, some do support President Bush. Back at St. Pat's, Jeff Jackson, fresh from enjoying his meal, said he'll be voting for the president.
Bush and his father, you know, I don't know why people talk bad about him, but I like him. They got, a lot of people trying to say why he's over there trying to rob the people for oil and all. He's doing a good job, I think.
Jackson says one of the reasons he likes Mr. Bush so much is because he met him during a presidential visit to a drop-in center for homeless people. The National Coalition for the Homeless hopes to register at least 9,000 people before November. The group is hoping to receive a Ford Foundation grant to make sure more ballots end up in the hands of the homeless. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.